Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining in the Drive On Podcast. Today, my guest is Joseph Sharp. Joseph is with the American Legion as the Director of Employment and Veterans Transition. Joseph, welcome to the show. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do with the American Legion, and then we'll jump into a conversation.
Okay. Again, my name is Joseph Sharp. I'm the Director of the Veterans Employment and Education Division for the American Legion. I'm a retired Army vet. I spent about 30 years in the military, 14 years active duty, and the rest were in the reserves. As an active duty soldier, my title was Behavioral Science Research Specialist. And as a reservist, I was a civil affairs instructor. I've been with the Legion for about 24 years now, and I am with the Legion. I was also in their Veteran Affairs and Rehabilitation Division for about 6 or 7 years, where we would actually go out and look at the VA hospitals and look at the quality of care. And then I became the deputy and then director of the Veterans Employment Education, where we look out for veterans as they transition out of the military to ensure that they're gainfully employed and financially stable, and they're able to contribute to their communities.
Awesome. Yeah. So that, I mean, it seems like you've had quite a career, not only with the military, but also with the American Legion as well, doing a lot of great things for those veterans that you've been working with. A few months ago, I had someone from another veterans organization on the show, and one of my goals for having someone from that organization was to clear up any misconceptions about what they're all about, what the organization does, and that's sort of what I'd like to do today with you as well. A lot of the younger veterans think of organizations like the American Legion, the VFW, and others like that as sort of an old man's club, like an outdated relic that maybe their grandfathers would go to hang out, at. And I think between you and I, we know that that's not true, but there's this connotation surrounding these organizations that sticks with many people. And that's one of the things I'd like to clear up with this episode. So why don't you give us a little background on the American Legion? Things like, who's eligible to be a member? What are some of the benefits of being a member? A little of the background, the history of, where it came from and what its purpose is, what its goal is, and things like that.
Okay. Well, the American Legion recently celebrated its 100th birthday. The Legion was formed towards the ending of World War I. In fact, our first conference was in Paris, France, where then those soldiers who were leaving decided they needed to form some sort of organization to keep the brotherhood of military folks still alive and to also assist veterans as they transition out of the military. And since that time, practically every federal program that we currently have was a program that was formed and lobbied by the American Legion. The big example is the 1945 GI Bill, which was the catalyst for us to have this huge middle class today. At that time, we had about 16 million veterans leaving the military. This is closing World War II. And because of the GI Bill, many of those individuals were able to start a farm, start a business, obtain licensing certifications, and they were able to, you know, to go to college and to graduate. And because of that, that brought about an economic boom in this country that we're enjoying today. And that's just one of the things that the American Legion has done for veterans and for the economy and for the country as a whole. Now, the American Legion is made up of four pillars. We have our National Security Division, we have our Veteran Affairs and Rehabilitation Division, and Americanism Division, and Children and Youth. Not only do we look for the benefit to help veterans as they transition out, but we also have a lot of programs to promote, to assist the veterans with the children and youth program, where we have a Boys State, Girls State programs, a lot of scholarship programs. We also promote Americanism in our schools. Just to give you one example, our Boys State and Girls State program was formed back in 1933 as our answer to the Hitler Youth program in Germany. And it's still a leader, it's still going on to this day, you know, as far as Boys State and Girls State, it's a leadership program for individuals that are going into the senior year. And it's been an excellent program for the last, since 1933.
Sure. And who is eligible to be a member in the American Legion?
Eligibility depends primarily on those individuals that were on active duty during the time of war.
Okay. And what are some of the benefits of being a member? I know you talked a little bit about the four pillars of the organization and how you help promote Americanism and various children and youth programs. But for the veteran themselves, what are some of the benefits of being a member in the organization?
Well, one of the benefits is to still be able to a sense of belonging, because being in the military is kind of different than, it's a lot different than being a civilian, and we go through certain hardships and certain experiences that only other veterans have. And it's great to be around individuals that have the same background experiences as you have. Plus, you know, we have various programs as well. For the Veterans Employment Education Division, you know, we do a lot of advocacy work to make sure that veterans are hired in the federal government. We also encourage the private sector to hire veterans. We have our licensing certification program, which is the program to have veterans certified and receive their credentials prior to them leaving the military. So instead of going under unemployment, once they have that certification, they can go directly to work. We also help veterans who want to start or grow their small businesses and help them if they want to do any type of federal contracting. We're also very big in preventing homelessness and advocating for homeless veterans as well. Our Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Program will help veterans with their service connections, those that were injured while on active duty, ensure that they're compensated properly and able to return to the workforce. Yeah, so those are the benefits, yes.
Yeah, those are, it sound to me like some great benefits. You're doing, a lot of great things really with the veterans who are either members or who are maybe not members, but they still need some assistance through what you have to offer there. So one of the things I want to circle back to something that you talked about a little bit on this podcast. We've talked before about things like having a sense of belonging, and that's one of the things that you had mentioned as sort of a benefit to being a member in the American Legion. And there are some people who listen to this podcast who've been out of the military for a number of years, who are missing the sense of belonging that came with being in their unit, with the other soldiers or, you know, Marines or, you know, whatever, you know, branch they were in, you know, being with those individuals. Can you talk a little bit about how being a member of an organization like the American Legion helps create that sense of belonging or camaraderie like we maybe used to have while serving in the military? Like what is it? Are there, you know, functions and other volunteer opportunities? What are some of the things that kind of foster that sense of belonging within the American Legion?
Well, the best way to explain it is that even though you've left the military, one of the issues with one of the big issues with veterans who leave the military is that when you join the military, it will take you anywhere for 6 months to the year to adjust to the military, to understand the culture of the military, and to, you know, be able to complete the training that you were received. However, when you leave the military, you know, we generally only give individuals a week to actually prepare to leave and be back into the private sector. And the Legion or the Veteran Service Organization can be that guide to assist those veterans as they're transitioning out and help them to adapt to being a civilian again, because you really don't have that much time. And so when you're with individuals that have gone through that experience, you know, you have that connection. And the Legion is still about service. So there are volunteer opportunities for that individual. You're talking with individuals that have been out for a while who could more or less give you an idea of opportunities in that particular community, talk to you about healthcare and employment, assist with your family as you adjust out. It's a way of bridging that gap between being a veteran and suddenly being a civilian, and kind of ease that shock of going back into the civilian world.
Right. Yeah. And that's really important too, I think, to have somebody who is, who's walked in your shoes before. You know, they've gone through this whole process of transitioning from, you know, military to civilian life. And like you said, you know, it feels like a dimmer when you're getting into the military. It's a gradual process. You know, you don't walk into basic training on day one and instantly you're, you know, a soldier or whatever, and you know how to act, you know, the culture and all this kind of stuff. Whereas on the flip side of your career, at the end of your career, it's more like a light switch where at the end you're just turning it off. And, you know, you can't just necessarily turn off the last 6, 10, 20 years of your life, and how you've conducted yourself, how, you know, the people you've been around. You can't just shut that stuff off, away. And
by going in shock.
It is. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, maybe they haven't described it quite, you know, as a shock, but, they probably have gone through some sort of, shock, and it's probably a fairly traumatic experience for a lot of people who are losing that sense of identity, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that sense of purpose as well.
Sure. Yeah. So maybe what are some of the volunteer opportunities that exist within the American Legion? Because I know for a lot of people that volunteering, I spoke with somebody else a couple weeks ago that was talking about doing service mission type projects, building houses for, you know, homeless people, other things like that, serving other people. I know that's an important part for people in terms of their sense of belonging or their sense of purpose, I should say. You know, what are some of the volunteer opportunities that exist within the American Legion that can help people kind of create that sense of purpose when they get out and now they feel like they maybe don't have a sense of purpose anymore after the military?
Well, it's the opportunities to serve are endless, in which for that veteran who's going back to a particular community or their own, you know, there are all type of homeless projects that many of our posts are involved in, beautification of the communities, helping out other military families who may be in dire need of trying to keep up with their rent, trying to find employment, assisting disabled veterans, getting groceries for individuals, cutting the grass. It's just endless. And that's what some of our posts now are doing, you know, with this crisis, with this virus. They are helping a lot of families, especially the elderly who are not able to get out, buy groceries, cut the grass, or fix the car, or provide, you know, an outlet for the children and those type of things. And we have so many children and youth programs that individuals can get involved in as well. So it runs the gamut of, you know, assisting veterans, families, and the community.
That's great. And I think that spirit of volunteering and helping out the community really helps to strengthen the community as a whole when you have people who are willing to do that, especially in times like these that we're in now with the virus that's going around, you know, where there are people who are quite frankly just afraid to leave their homes. And you know, you if you have people who are willing to help out and able to help out, even simple things like getting groceries, you know, it may seem like a simple thing, but to some people it could mean the world to them, you know.
Giving them a ride to their doctor or a medical clinic or somewhere, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to kind of backtrack a little bit, you know, a little bit on the background of the American Legion and, you know, what, you know, how it's made up right now. But do you have any numbers or any data on the makeup of the American Legion in terms of, you know, which eras the members are from, you know, in terms of like, you know, World War II era, Korea, Vietnam, all the way through to the more, you know, contemporary wars that are going on in, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, those types of things. Do you have like a breakdown of what that looks like?
Well, the American Legion has about 2 million members. We also have the American Legion Women's Auxiliary, and their number is about 500,000. We have Sons of the American Legion. Their number is about 350,000. We have 55 departments, which is equivalent to like a state. The additional five are deals with many of our territories, like Department of France, Department of the Philippines, Department of Mexico, and Puerto Rico. As far as the makeup of our veterans within the Legion, I would say a majority of them were Vietnam vets. We also have a large portion of our membership that are post 9/11 individuals as well. We have about 10,000 posts worldwide. And so, you know, we're a pretty large organization.
Yeah. And have you seen a shift in recent years of, you know, the makeup of the membership kind of leaning more towards the post 9/11 era, you know, with that membership kind of growing over time? I mean, obviously it's more than it was before 9/11, but, you know, has that kind of steadily increased over time?
That membership has grown. And when you hear a lot of talk about the American Legion, some of the VSOs being older, we do have, I would say the largest proportion of veterans are our Vietnam veterans. And the reason for that is that, you know, when you're young, you're working, you're trying to take care of your family. But with the Legion, you know, a lot of our Vietnam veterans have retired, so they have more time to really work with the younger generation. Sure. And they've gone through life, so their expertise is valuable to the younger veterans that are coming out of the military, which I see as a plus.
Absolutely.
In fact, they do have the time to put into it. And for many of our members, I mean, it's a godsend to have somebody that's older, that is financially stable, that has worked and know the communities thoroughly, so they can really ease that transition for that veteran and their family into that particular community. So that's a plus. It's not a negative.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I like that you emphasize that point too, because I feel like a lot of people who are maybe hesitant about joining an organization like the American Legion are hesitant because they don't want to join a group of, you know, crusty old men who are just, you know, hanging out and, you know, telling their own old war stories, and they're not really feeling like they're going to fit in. I don't think that's going to be the case at all, though. And I feel like a lot of the older generation of veterans are, like you said, they have more time. You know, a lot of them are retired. They have they're financially stable. They have the time to volunteer and help out those younger vets who might be struggling to figure out their place in this world after they get out of the military. So having that expertise, as you put it, the expertise of those older veterans is truly valuable to have. And so having an organization that is full of that type of expertise is really important, especially for these younger veterans who are just getting out of the military, or maybe got out, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Because think about it, you know, we have young guys that want to come out and they want to start their own businesses. Well, the American Legion has a small business task force made up of successful business veterans from across the country, which we can easily connect them to. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to do federal procurement. Well, we have veterans who are experts in federal procurement issues. They want a decent education. Well, we have, you know, veterans that are professors that know those particular universities inside and out and can give them a great, you know, give them some wisdom on the best way to what they need to do to get ready to go to school, or if they need if they want to be service connected for their injuries, you know, who best to talk to is some of our department service officers who are older and have been helping veterans for 10 to 20 plus years. I mean, it just makes sense to try and connect with veterans who have that experience, because we always tell our veterans when they're looking for employment, the best thing to do is network. Well, a lot of the corporations that are hiring veterans are legionnaires, you know, so you have that inside scoop to get into something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you just mentioned. I wanted to circle back to about you know, the service connected you know, like disabilities and things like that. You know, that there are people there who will help, you through that process. I went through the process on my own to file for, my own disabilities, and it was kind of a pain in the neck to do it all on my own, not really knowing the whole process, because nobody really sits down and explains what that process is looking like to you, as you're returning from overseas or whatever. That process is kind of a gray area. You know that there's some process that needs to get done. You file a paperwork and you go through the steps, but did you really do it all right? Did you do everything that you could to, make sure that everything went through correctly? And it is sort of a daunting task to do on your own. But if you have people who are there who know what to do, they know the process,
right.
That's going to make it 10 times easier than it would be if you just go it on your own.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I know that the American Legion's also involved in a number of legislative initiatives. We sort of touched on this a little bit earlier, but what are some of the more recent wins that American Legion has had for veterans with regards to those legislative initiatives? Various laws or things like that have gone through to promote or benefit veterans.
Well, most of the recent benefits that we have won, the American Legion played a huge part in. I guess the biggest one is the post 9/11 GI Bill. We've been looking to improve education availability for veterans for years. But back in 2004, the American Legion really wanted a new GI Bill, very similar to the one that we introduced back in the 40s. And that turned to be the post 9/11. We wanted veterans to be able to go to school and not worry about tuition, be able to get a stipend for their, a housing stipend for their books. And that legislation was passed in the perfect time, right in the middle of the recession that we had during that time. So, and I know a lot of veterans personally couldn't find a job, but they were able to go to school and get those credentials and those degrees that once they graduated, they would be on equal footing with their civilian counterparts. The other thing was many of our homeless, quite a few homeless legislations been passed in the last few years, especially the VA HUD BASH program. Back in the early 2000s, we had about 250,000 homeless veterans. And with the advocacy that the Legion has done, we're down to about 20,000 homeless veterans, which is huge, because at that time, a lot of individuals would say, well, folks are homeless because they want to. But now we know from 250,000 to about 20 that's not true.
Right.
And our thing now is preventing veterans to become homeless prior to them leaving the military. That's one of the things we're working with DOD on now, is to start identifying individuals who may become homeless or might have some sort of homicidal, suicidal ideations, get hold of those individuals prior to their departure from the military, so we can get them into treatment. So they don't have to go unemployed or harm themselves or do something that is harmful to them and their families and the communities they're going back to.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely want to, you have these people who are maybe fine soldiers or fine Marines, or, they're good. They're good at their job in the military. But then you take them out of that environment and they may not know, quite how to, you know, manage themselves and things like that. And so having that support, you know, from organizations like the American Legion and through these, you know, legislation, you know, the laws that have been passed to help these veterans, you know, to keep them from becoming homeless is super valuable. And so, you know, I know personally, I know several veterans myself who have wound up being homeless, you know, either living in their car or, you know, something along those lines. And, you know, knowing them as a soldier, they were great soldiers. They were squared away. They had, things were going well for them and everything, you know, while they were in the military, you know, take them away from that then things started to fall apart a little bit. So knowing that there are organizations out there, you know, I would really encourage people who might be listening to this, you know, especially if you are, you know, on that, you know, within the next, you know, couple months going to be getting out of the military, or even, you know, if you're not going to be getting out of the military for a little while now, you know, just keep in mind that there are organizations out there that are going to help you if you need it, you know, when you get out. And it should not be a pride thing that you don't ask for help. You know, if you need it, if you need help and the alternative is you're living on the streets, I mean, you know, reach out and ask for that help, you know, go to these organizations, go to the American Legion and ask for people, for the assistance for you, so that you can be a productive member of that society instead of, you know, living on the streets and, you know, struggling to figure out how to make it in the world after the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joseph, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the American Legion? Any other things that maybe we haven't covered, you know, that people might want to know about that might, you know, open up their eyes to different things that maybe the American Legion is doing, that they might be able to help out with or benefit from, things like that.
Well, one of the things that the American Legion really wants to emphasize to those that are still on active duty is to really do what you can to reach out to us. Because it's really important to know exactly where you want to go once you leave the military. I know a lot of individuals are looking to go home, but to also look around what type of, I guess, veteran programs are in your community. You know, look at the housing market, look at the quality of education, look at the quality of hospital care, and knowing your veteran benefits, and also look at those states that also have federal benefits, because you're going to make out economically if you go to a state, you know, like Texas. Texas has excellent programs for veterans as they leave the military. Certain areas, there's quality health care, those VA hospitals, great educational institutions, and just add up all your benefits and really take a look at that. And also, when an individual decides that they want to go to a four-year school, you know, look for the best quality school in your area. The Legion feels that many of our veterans may not think that they're entitled to a quality school. They may want to decide, okay, well, I'll go to one of these so-called schools, you know, online requirements are not that difficult to get into this institution, but realize that we are better than that. You know, we don't have to go to a lesser school. If we want to go to law school, look for the best law school in your state that you're going back to. If you're getting your licensing certification, you know, the same thing, look at those schools that have the best programs and have, look at the, you know, once you complete that particular course, look at their graduation rates, their employment rates, and just look for the best quality school, best quality area that you can go to.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. You know, definitely don't sell yourself short. You know, you have some great experience. You know, the discipline that you've learned in the military is going to certainly help you in your education as you go forward and things like that. So I think that's some really solid advice that you had for these people who are getting out and looking for that next step. One last thing kind of before we wrap up here, where can people go to find out more information about the American Legion?
Legion.org.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'll have a link to that in the show notes and, you know, maybe some of your social media pages as well, just to make sure that, you know, anyone who is looking for that type of information, they have all of it really easily accessible. I'm sure you can Google it and find more information about that as well if you're up for that. So thank you again for joining me today. This information I think is really great, and I think it will help a lot of veterans who are in that transition period, who are looking for that sense of belonging, sense of purpose, and things like that. So thank you again, Joseph, for your time and for being on the show to share that with the listeners.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.